Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Ari Goretzky, Distinguished Researcher at ESET. Welcome, Ari.
Thank you for having me today.
So, Ari, today we're going to talk about threat attribution. There's a lot of press that usually comes out when an attack occurs or there's a breach, and often there's some dissection of what happened. And we're going to talk specifically today about attributing those attacks. So why don't we just start at the basics, and what do we mean by threat attribution in the security world?
Threat attribution means identifying the actor behind the actual attack, who the person is or the organization is or the entity is that actually performed that attack.
And could you kind of give an example of an attack and where the attribution fell?
Keeping in mind that these are always very, very difficult to determine, anti-malware companies are not intelligence agencies. We do have a really good example from last year with the Georbot malware, which was a bot that targeted Georgian citizens, mostly in Georgia, but some from other places around the world. ESET worked with the Georgian government, their computer emergency response team, to identify the infected systems. And we published some information about that. The Georgian CERT kept on doing their investigation and a little later managed to identify one of the attackers as being a Russian hacker.
So what makes attribution hard in cybersecurity?
What makes it hard is while we do always have some level of visibility, even if it's a small amount, into where the attacks are coming from, that doesn't necessarily mean that those systems are the ultimate point from which those attacks were initiated. They could have merely been the last point in a series of jumping off systems for an attacker. So you have to take a look at those systems very forensically to determine how they were being used, who was accessing, where those accesses were coming from, and repeat that process all the way back until you can identify no further computers. In some cases, for example, the Georgian government was able to trace that down to a specific Russian hacker. In other cases, you're kind of left with, well, the trail ended here.
How long did that process take?
That process happened over the better part of a year to determine all of that information. And in some cases, years may go on before you're able to identify an attacker very concretely. And even then, there's always some level of doubt about whether you've got them or you've just got the last system that they compromised or used. It can take a very long amount of time in some cases, you might not be able to ever determine where that attacker was.
And that's really kind of in contrast to what happens when there's reporting of an incident or a breach. I mean, obviously, there's a race in the media, and often many companies are racing to put out the information, many of them with very honorable intentions to protect people. You know, people want to know details about what happened. And that kind of creates this paradox that exists where the media is trying to report it and chase the story, but the reality is the investigation could take a long time. How does the industry really figure this out? What are some of the best practices that folks should do when, you know, you're kind of racing against that media clock?
That's kind of getting it more into how you handle the media and how you protect yourself. But from the point of informing your users, you let them know what you know, what is factual, and you don't draw any grounds for speculation. For example, not every attack from an American or a Chinese or a Russian computer is going to be by their country's respective governments. It could just be an individual hacker in there who is looking to make some money, like a good old-fashioned cyber criminal. So you identify where those computers were, and you don't say, oh, yes, this was definitely the work of the KGB or the CIA or whomever, because you really don't know that.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for joining us today to shed some light on threats and attribution.
A genuine pleasure. Thanks for allowing me on today.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. I really want to encourage you to go to welivesecurity.com, where Ari has a fantastic blog post up about attribution and how it works and how the industry is really tackling it. We'll talk to you next week on the Malware Report. Thanks for listening.